The media has projecting upon us.
On the show
Nazis and Nazis. More than
I do. Nobody knows rules better than me. Nobody's better. The people with disabilities.
Nobody can do it for them. Nobody can do it for them.
Nobody can do it for them. Nobody's stronger than me. Nobody's better for them. There's nobody who will live a better life for military women. Nobody wants to buy me more than I do. Nobody can do it better than me. Nobody's better. The people with disabilities. Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for them.
There's nobody that does so much for equality as I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me. There's nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands better than me.
Nobody's
better.
The horror.
Nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation. The sale of the uranium that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than I do.
Nobody knows the game better. Nobody knows better.
This country has ever known so much about infrastructure development. I know the H-1B, I know the H-2B, nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about health care.
Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
Despite these supposedly egalitarian values, America was, until this past generation, a white man. Outright designed for ourselves
straight and our
it is our creation. It is our inheritance.
And all writers are on us.
Nobody knows the game. Nobody
knows
the game. Their nativist, xenophobic, white national tendencies, their love for what they call traditional white values, and their bigotry toward women, Muslims, and a variety of other groups.
Another important thing to remember is that the alt-right only has an identity because of their commonality as trolls. They claim to be a unified movement, but they are as amorphous as any other trivial set of collective activities on the internet. They derive their legitimacy from their common goal of trying to defend the internet.
The gap between an open floor and the United States is the longest it's ever been. And in this circumstance, the way is committed, the way is delayed.
People who identify as alt-right are almost universally biased against both Muslims and Jews, but like I said, alt-righters are not necessarily Christians across the board. Many are actually atheists, but a prevalent theme among them is their fondness for the idea of what they like to think of as Christian values.
It should come as no surprise that what Donald Trump really wants to do is take money from the poor and give it to the rich. This means that traditional wealth up here has been pretty much being sold out of the Republican Party.
It's the kind of thing that I've done in politics if there ever was.
An emerging racist ideology known as
genocide.
of what I've said. You're not part of the alt-right. You said it's for the and so the mainstream people are now full of explaining the whole thing.
It is a cop-out. Put aside the bankruptcy of the so-called philosophy.
Great news, everyone! Now the guy who advises your cute little grandmother on how to invest her retirement money can just blatantly screw her over by pushing a plan that makes him richer instead of working in her best interest.
Races are different. They differ in average levels of intelligence. They do not build identical societies. And there is no reason to think non-whites should maintain Western civilization, the civilization that whites create.
That the kids who have just pitifully reproduced asinine memes, phrases, and concepts that they've learned and outright copied from other people.
Equality is a dangerous myth. The alt-right is united in rejecting the all dogma that all emotions are equality is a dangerous myth. The alt-right is united in rejecting the current dogma that all emotions are
their populism
and their appeal to economic protection.
And establishment conservatives see the alt-right as a threat to
conservatism itself. That random website has become a field day for the alt-right, which is racist and all sorts of other ifs. The alt-right, which is a sort of dressed up in suits version of the neo-Nazi and white supremacist movement.
The alt-right as a whole is a failed, homemade attempt to rebrand and legitimize white supremacy, misogyny, and anti-Semitism with a tech-savviness twist through the mindless celebration of infantile trolling, the reposting of plagiarized memes, the copy and pasting of Pepe the Frog, and habits like the mindlessly gratuitous use of the word cuck.
Many of the most creative and dynamic members are the alt-right Twitter army, always ready with clever names and smackdowns against liberal government.
Most itself as an important, righteous, organic movement on the internet. They say that their goals, essentially, are to combat feminism, Islam, political correctness, to protect the borders of white nations. In general, they want to preserve white culture, whatever that means.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory!
The only thing that gives our right wing soldiers any power at all is their anonymity. For the most unoriginal alliance, then sharing all right like an animal of gift and entire terms is their anonymity. It is their unoriginal alliance of sharing things like animated gifts and entire terms.
The only thing that gives
it is
alt-right
and alt-right is their anonymity. But they
all
agree
on what
sharing
is dangerous
and tired.
The alt-right is united in rejecting the common dogma that all races are equal.
Think.
We are a broad, dissident movement that includes many different websites, organizations, and viewpoints. Some members hold distinctive positions on sex roles, trade and free markets, forms of government, and foreign policy.